Peter Nero, Doc Severinsen, Agnes DeMille, did they bring a story to you?
The Agnes DeMille interview was over the telephone from her apartment. She was sitting in her wheelchair, she said. This was very late in her life, and she did a charming interview. I just regret that, of course, during most of those days, we were recording on reel to reel, and the station did not have a large budget. As a result, many of my most interesting interviews were erased so we could use them over again. I have a few, but not many.
Arthur Fiedler. He was the orchestra leader, Arthur Fiedler, who became so famous. Is there a story with him?
He was very cordial and very gracious. He had had a luncheon with the Women's Association during the day, and the interview was done in the main office in Terrell Hall at the music building. He was seated in a high-backed chair. We just had a very nice conversation for about 20 minutes. I'd been told earlier that he probably would not want to be talking for very long, but this went on for about 20 to 25 minutes. He was guest conductor for the orchestra. It was not one of the best concerts because he and Pierre Monteau, the French conductor, were accustomed to working with the greatest orchestras in the world. They didn't do as much with the local orchestra in molding interpretation and so on, because I think they just expected that other orchestras automatically can do this by themselves. But if you're not one of the top 10 orchestras in the country, paying big, big salaries, the orchestra is just not quite on the same level. Then there are these special people like Itzhak Perlman. He is very carefully cared for every minute. He doesn't want to waste his time. He's very congenial, very friendly. But I was told that I could have him for 5 minutes, and this would be while he was in his dressing room. Nan Bühlinger took me to the dressing room. At that time, I was recording on mini discs, tiny discs, on a mini disc recorder. I sat down, and he immediately said, "I've got one just like that, and there's one thing I can't do on it." And I thought, ye gods, I don't have time to waste right now. So then I showed him how to do this particular thing. By then I thought, I only have 2.5 minutes left to interview him. But I went ahead and started. I could hear some light taps on the door before I had really gotten very far. I went ahead and did a 5-minute interview. But after being told that I can't be in there more than 5 minutes, I was there almost 10 minutes. I think Nan was a little upset because she didn't want to upset Itzhak Perlman. But I was there at his invitation suddenly, and I was teaching him how to operate his new toy.